This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, August 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Emergency eases on the Colorado. DPR study backs mill overhaul, and farm workers need Punjabi translations. Feds pull back on Colorado River cuts. With an improved drought situation for Lake Mead, the Biden administration is easing water cutbacks for the Colorado River Basin states. That according to an announcement from the Bureau of Reclamation yesterday. The Bureau dropped the status of the reservoir to the level 1 shortage condition, down from the level 2 decision made last year. The action represents a, quote, significant improvement in the basin's hydrology due to above-average precipitation, along with the success of ongoing conservation efforts. Yet the new designation still requires shortages for Arizona and Nevada and will continue to rely on a lower basin drought plan. Reclamation projects that by the end of this year, Lake Mead will release its lowest amount in 30 years. Both Lake Mead and Lake Powell stand at just 36% of capacity. Reclamation Commissioner Camille Camlin Touton says the improved condition buys more time to focus on long-term sustainability solutions. Study backs DPR's overhaul of mill tax. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has released the final recommendations from a study on increasing the mill assessment to drive more revenue. The private consulting firm Crow LLP recommended boosting the fee from the current 2.1 cents for every dollar spent on pesticide sales to 3.39 cents. That's an increase of more than 60%. The study also backs DPR's tiered approach for overhauling the mill, which would levy a higher tax on pesticides the department deems more hazardous. Both houses of the legislature rejected that approach in 2021. DPR has been operating with a structural budget imbalance for a decade. It has lacked the funding to shore up new programs on environmental justice and afford new technologies for monitoring pesticide risk, that according to the consulting firm. The added revenue would also support the Newsom administration's agenda for phasing out the use of several controversial pesticides by 2050. DPR Director Julie Henderson commended the report, saying it highlights the urgent need to provide short- and long-term funding for the department to continue to improve protections for people and the environment. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Study. Farm workers need Punjabi translations. UC Davis labor academics are calling on agricultural employers to tailor educational resources to Punjabi-speaking farm workers. The researchers acknowledge that most farm workers in California are Latinx, but recognized a population of Punjabi-speaking Sikh farmers and farm workers contribute to fruit and nut production as well. Their study determines the educational needs and preferences for receiving information. Gibson resigns from Utah Farm Bureau post amid farm worker allegations. Ron Gibson, the Utah Farm Bureau president who announced a leave of absence last week following the release of a video of a confrontation with a farm worker on his dairy operation, has now resigned his position. According to a statement from Utah Farm Bureau, Gibson's resignation was offered effective immediately. Gibson had taken a leave of absence from his state presidency as well as his board position for the American Farm Bureau Federation last week. That when Gibson was arrested for the misdemeanor assault of one of his farm's employees. Utah Farm Bureau welcomes this development, the organization said in a statement to AgriPulse. We are grateful for his years of service to our organization, but his mistreatment of a farm worker last week was unbecoming of a leader and inconsistent with Farm Bureau's values. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. EPA rejects CAFO petition. The Environmental Protection Agency has rejected a petition calling for stricter regulation of confined animal feeding operations. It decided instead to establish a federal advisory committee to examine the matter. In an August 15 letter to the groups that filed the 2017 petition, the agency said it shares the concern the CAFOs can be a significant source of pollutants into waters of the United States. EPA said it would set up a subcommittee under its existing Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Federal Advisory Committee, quote, to hear from farmers, community groups, researchers, state agencies, and others about the most effective and efficient ways to reduce pollutants generated from CAFOs. At the same time, EPA will start, quote, a comprehensive evaluation of potential areas for improvement of the Clean Water Act's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System program for CAFOs. That review will include an examination of the effluent limitations and guidelines for CAFOs. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. U.S. wheat is headed to the Middle East. On Tuesday, longshoremen at the port of Longview, Washington, loaded 28,000 metric tons of wheat on a ship headed for the Arabian Peninsula. The U.S. Agency for International Development's Food for Peace donation of soft red winter wheat was grown in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. The donation will help address what wheat industry groups call the worst hunger crisis in a generation. The groups say the donation shows why Congress should reject proposals to restrict the amount of Food for Peace funding devoted to U.S.-grown commodities. Finally, here's today's He Said It. It's not just a bunch of pearly words. That Australian Ambassador Kevin Rudd on signing a new climate agreement with California on Tuesday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, August 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.